Hey, thanks for tuning in today. This is Tony Skursky, the broker here at Transaction Realty. Today with me is Andrew Ferris, Ariel Proctor, and Gary Cantor. Hey, thanks for coming, guys.
No problem.
Hi, Tony. Great to be here.
Hey, I'd like to talk about the importance of having a home inspected when you're purchasing a home, and even more important is dealing with environmental factors, health factors that should be looked at when purchasing a home.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
So some of the main things that I feel are very important are making sure that you have the home tested for carbon monoxide, asbestos, lead, mold, and radon. Those are my top items that you should make sure, minimum, that you should test in a home. And that's, and lead, of course, is a home that's built prior to 1978.
So are all those tests required, and will the agent set everything up for me?
You know what? None of them are required. It's something that's an option to the buyer, and that's why I want to make sure that buyers are informed so that they can request these inspections to be put on the contract and make sure that they're on the same page with their realtor when they're writing up that contract.
So if the buyer isn't proactive, these tests probably won't be done.
Well, the realtor is not making any decisions for anyone. They don't make them for the buyers or the sellers. What they do is they listen to the buyers and the sellers, and then they draft a contract accordingly.
So the buyer has to know what to ask for and know what the risks are.
They have to take initiative on that.
For health ones, in general, realtors will usually prompt to have a general home inspection, and a general home inspection is more structural things. They're looking at defects like the exterior, the roof, the attic spaces, plumbing, electrical, appliances, the garage. They're just looking at, you know, the structural part of it.
But none of that sounds like health, really.
Well,
environment.
There's safety issues, but we're talking about other things other than safety. We're talking about health of you and your family, things that can affect your health.
A lot of things you can't see.
Well, there's a lot of things you can't see. Radon, you can't see mold. You could see some of the effects of it, but you can't actually see mold spores in the air. Asbestos fibers are so small they could be floating right in front of you, and you're not going to know it. And lead can grind down to where it's such a fine dust that it's almost invisible.
But, I mean, are these things really hazardous, or is this just an industry trying to, you know, generate revenue?
Well, lead poisoning still happens in the United States, and children are poisoned every day by lead, and it affects their cognitive ability the rest of their life. It's not like something that's like a cold that some medicine can make you get better. You're damaged for the rest of your life at that point.
Tony, being a renter, I'm a renter, so when do these tests entail? You know, when should I start getting these tests done?
Well, so if you're a renter, you have the right to test. If you're moving in a home that's built prior to 1978 or an apartment that's built prior to 1978, you could actually have a lead assessment done or a lead inspection as part of the process of you renting the property. And if you have children, I would highly recommend it, or even ask them, hey, do you have any reports on any lead abatement or lead present in the property?
Or pets, too. I have a rabbit that likes to chew on baseboards, and if it was chewing on lead paint on baseboards, it would cause problems in the rabbit a lot sooner than it would in a human.
Well, that's a big thing, too. So pets, actually, lead is sweet, and if you get lead dust on their fur, they're going to lick their fur clean because that lead tastes so good to them, and they're going to have the same effects, and they're going to have such a high dose of ingesting like that, they would probably die from the ingestion of the lead.
So lead paint was no longer used after 77, but was it used a lot prior to that? Was it, you know, who was using lead and why? and where, I guess.
Well, lead was used in gasoline. It was used in paint. So today we're talking mostly about paint, but the lead was used in a lot of things, and a lot of our children were being poisoned, and we took the lead out of gasoline, but there's still remnants of all that lead around. But the big thing that we're dealing with is the lead paint.
Right, that's what I meant to ask about, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so where was the lead paint used, like inside, outside?
Floors. The notion is, well, it was only used in the projects or something, so I don't really have to worry about that. But it was a premium paint.
Oh.
It was a premium paint. It was one of the best paints a Dutch boy put out. And they used it on doors and windows and porch floors and exteriors. And they put lead in lacquer also because it made it durable. It helped it dry quickly. It made the colors brilliant. And like I said, it was a premium product. So you could find it in some of the nicest houses, but you could also find it in the lower areas of income due to it was durable. They'd use it on doors and windows and porch floors.
So when I was a kid, which was way before 78, we had this old garage in the back, and I remember like this paint was like crispy and peeling and like, you know, it was sort of chalky, you know. Could that have been lead paint?
Well, there's no way to know unless you test for it, any peeling paint I wouldn't have addressed because that's one of the assessments, is they're just looking for peeling paint. Then they do test for if it's lead, and then they also test for the lead dust that's in the house and around the yard. They see actually how much lead dust is around in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So on a practical level, I'm a renter. I've never bought a house. If I was about to go into the process of buying a house, when would you recommend that I bring this up with my agent to make sure that I get all of these inspections covered?
You know, I would say the first time you met your realtor that you would tell them that this is a big step that you're going to take, that you don't know how long you're going to be living in this home, and it might be 30 years, and you want to make sure that you have a safe environment for you and your family. It's very important, and that when you do find a home that you want to put a contract on, that you want these type of inspections done. And you know, you could say, I want a general home inspection done, and then I also want to have, if the home is built before 1978, a lead-based paint assessment, asbestos, mold, radon. Have the carbon monoxide tested. I mean, these are things I would ask right off the bat.
And would it make sense for a potential buyer to put aside a chunk of money, like a few $100s as a separate budget to make sure that they can get these inspections, you know, taken care of?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, most of the ways that people buy a home is they barely squeezing into it, and they have their down payment, and they have their earnest money, and they maybe have some money to do an inspection. But these attic inspections do cost money. But you aren't buying something that's the most valuable thing in your life, and you might actually even be paying on it for 30 years if you have a 30-year mortgage. Mm-hmm. So you better be picking a house that's not going to be environmentally damaging to you and your family.
So I guess part of what I'm asking is, does it make sense to set aside some money so that you can pay for those inspections up front to make sure that they happen? Or
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I truly believe that. You have to make sure that you have a budget. I would talk to your realtor that you're working with, have them give you some idea of what these inspections cost. Every vendor's different, but it's definitely going to cost you more than just a general home inspection. Absolutely.
And so those things wouldn't come into the process as part of the loan, like part of the process covered by that?
No, they actually is all out of pocket.
Okay.
Expenses, unfortunately. It's not rolled into the loan because you might choose not to buy the house, and that's the reason it's not part of that loan package.
Mm-hmm. So can the home buyer do any of these inspections himself? I mean, there is the internet.
They unfortunately, because they don't own the home, they would have to have a professional do it, because then that becomes a record for that home. And they also have to have the authority from the seller to do it. That's why it would have to be listed in the contract before they could do any of these. If you had your own home, if you own the home already, and you want to check these things, which is also a good idea if you never have, you can do a lot of these things yourself. There's some test kits that you can get online for lead. There's mold kits, there's radon kits, there's asbestos kits that you could send to a lab, but those aren't official. It's not a licensed person doing it, you're doing it yourself, so you really couldn't use that as something that you could give to someone to sell.
Right, it wouldn't be a reliable enough test, because you're talking about a lot of the dangers and a lot of these hazards are invisible. So part of what you're getting when you have somebody come in and do an inspection is somebody with a trained eye to look around the house and say, I don't see anything here, but I have a sense that we should check this area. And somebody doing the test in their own home wouldn't necessarily know to look for those subtle signs.
Yeah, well, and there's no signs at all. Like radon, there's no signs at all. It's a colorless gas. It's odorless, tasteless.
Right, but if you have a basement that has cracks in it, a professional would come in and be like, I don't know if there's radon here, but if it's a new cement floor that doesn't have any cracks, they would at least be able to say whether or not it's at risk.
Well, even a newer home, but something like radon, that's something that should even be tested, even if it's a newer home.
Mm-hmm. And so are these people, if you can't get it off the internet, are these people certified, or can anybody do these inspections?
Well, your lead-based paint would have to be certified through your state department. So, we're in Ohio, so that's the Ohio Department of Health. Asbestos is also the same way. It's licensed through the Ohio Department of Health. Mold doesn't have any licensing right now at this time, but you'd want to find a reputable company that actually specializes in testing for mold. Radon is also a licensed assessor and mitigator through the state. And in Ohio, it's again, the Ohio State Health Department actually is involved in that. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody selling a house try and jumpstart this process by just having the inspections done, so when buyers come, they can say, oh, we've got the lead, here it is, we've got the radon, here it is, we've got all the... Do people do that?
I haven't seen anyone do that, but that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't want to be proactive. They're hoping maybe people just don't ask for these inspections and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and it makes sense. It's money out of pocket that the seller is not necessarily looking to spend. So it's not like anyone is being evil in this process. It's just you're saying it's important for buyers to really understand the potential hazards of a home and to be proactive about making sure that they know what it is they're buying.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's trying to be deceptive. I think that we're just trying to inform the buyers of concerns that might pop up that might affect you and your family's health. And seeing that we're more health conscious as a whole society, that you're gonna not smoke, you're gonna exercise, you're gonna go to the doctor and make sure your cholesterol is low, and all these things that we're doing. But then to move your family into an environment that's gonna cause them long-term health effects, it just doesn't make sense at this point. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about.
Yes.
As buyers.
And as renters.
Future home buyers.
Well, hey, well, hopefully this convinces some people, if they're buying a house, to kind of just slow down that process, ask your realtor that you're working with for the inspections of making sure carbon monoxide is being tested, lead-based paint, if the home's built prior to 1978, if there's something that looks like asbestos, if have it tested. If the home smells moldy or even see any signs of mold, have it tested for mold to make sure that you don't have a problem in the home. And I would suggest every home be tested for radon. Again, it's one of the leading causes of cancers, second to cigarettes.
It's always better to know.
So, hey, thanks for tuning in.
That was great, Tony.
And thanks, guys, for talking about all these inspections that need to be done. Thanks.